from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. Turkey says autopsy results on three Syrians killed in an air attack show they died as a result of exposure to chemical weapons. The three Syrians died after they were sent to Turkey for treatment, along with at least 30 others after Tuesday's attack on the rebel-held town of Khan Shikun in northern Idlib province. The attack there killed 100 people and left more than 350 others sickened, including untold numbers of children, sparking global moral outrage against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Russia, the main ally of the Assad regime. Today in Geneva, Jan Egeland, the special advisor to the United Nations Syria envoy, says the civilian population is suffering more than anyone.
A war where more children and women die than grown armed men is a very dirty war. A war where children suffocate to death because of toxic chemicals is a very, very dirty war.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State extremist group executed 33 people this week, the first mass executions carried out by the militants this year. The British-based watchdog group says the killings were carried out in the eastern countryside of Deir ez-Zor early on Wednesday morning. The observatory is saying it is the largest mass execution carried out by IS since two groups of 15 people were killed in two separate executions between September and October of last year. The Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's historic two-day visit to Indonesia, largely focusing on economic ties between the young democracies, and the Indonesian president promising to build a large hospital and an Islamic center in Afghanistan, in addition to signing several agreements for further cooperation. So